Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 25 to 28. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 25. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 28 to 32. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is turn around and turn towards the Lord. Convinced children of God all agree that life is absurd or meaningless without the knowledge of God, who is love, aids our survival, guarantees our joy, and offers life in death. Thus, our Lord Jesus is enough. He is our Lord and friend, life and strength, hope and rest. However, we must acknowledge and pray for notional children of God, that is, those who are unwilling to have a serious conversation with the Lord and or not interested in metanoia, the laborious task of turning away from sin and turning towards the Lord. And so, like the people of Judah in today's first reading, some blame God for their sufferings and pains. Hence, they say that God is unjust. And for the supposed good of human dignity, they try to kill the thoughts of the divine. Thus, their struggles for a painless life and the fear of death makes them desperate and open to the experience of death in life. The question is, what is the way forward? How do we get out of this quagmire? The way forward, my brother, my sisters, lies not in a life without the knowledge of God, nor is it in a life wherein God's existence is burdensome, pain is troublesome, and death is a fatal tragedy. The way forward lies in the pursuit of authentic personality, which reveals the true nature of our Christian identity, what is expected of us, and how our weaknesses and struggles can be used with the aid of our innermost powers to contribute to the meaningfulness of small deaths in life and eternal life in death. The next question is, how do we achieve this authentic living? First, my brother, my sister, we must stop to consider a change of our direction. The prophet Ezekiel says in today's first reading, when the sinner renounces sin to become law-abiding and honest, he deserves to have life. Thus, my brother, my sister, we must reject death in life and turn around to fix our lives and to follow the Lord's path of integrity and commitment to justice, peace, happiness, and healing of God's people. And in order to stay true to our commitments, St. Paul encourages us in today's second reading to embrace our Lord Jesus' spirit of humility. In other words, we must be willing to stop the blame game, to take responsibility of our actions and to put in all the works necessary for our success and happiness of others, even when the result is self-sacrificial death for life. Like the son who said yes and did nothing in today's gospel, we are sometimes bedeviled by our fears, bad habits, and challenges of life. Hence, we take our eyes off the ball. Thus, like today's psalmist, we must learn to turn around whenever the need arises to ask the Lord for a new strategy and path of success. As convinced children of God, we will retrace our steps. We must retrace our steps because we believe that for the sake of His goodness and love, the Lord will answer us. And so, with His backing, we believe we will conquer those small deaths of life and have life in death. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Permit me to ask you to review this message, listen to this message again, and take notes of the points. May the Lord help us to become better, greater, and convinced children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.